Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've heard a lot of political speak in the past 2 weeks during both party conventions, back-to-back speeches claiming each party's candidate as the right choice for America. But they also highlighted another difference between the parties: language. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic writes that Democrats and Republicans today speak with entirely different sets of vocabulary, even as they talk about the same issues. Derek is with us now, as he is each Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Jamie.
So explain what you mean by that, that they use different language.
So we're all familiar with old-fashioned political polarization, the idea that Democrats and Republicans are sharply divided by ideology, by policy, and getting more divided each cycle. Less obvious is that there is linguistic polarization as well. Republicans say radical Islamic terrorism, while Democrats say extremists. It wasn't always this way. A new study that I wrote about in The Atlantic looks at political speeches over the last century and a half to measure partisanship, which in this case is defined as the ease with which a listener can guess the speaker's party just by listening to the word choice. And this definition of partisanship scarcely changed between 1870 and 1990 for 120 years. But then suddenly in the 1990s, rhetorical partisanship exploded, and it's still rising. So Democrats and Republicans now are like that famous line about Americans and Brits. They are divided by a common language. They don't just disagree about issues. They use entirely different vocabulary to discuss those issues.
Well, and I want to get to what changed. But first, let's give people a little example of what you're talking about here. These are two clips from the last two conventions, voices from the two major parties. I'm not going to say beforehand which one's which, but I don't think it'll be that hard for you to figure it out. Listen here to the first one.
We also must recognize that evil does exist in this world. The threat from radical Islamic terrorism is real. Our troops don't care what party you represent. They care about having the tools, training, and equipment to be able to do their jobs.
Okay, so that's one. Here is another.
About 11 million undocumented immigrants live, work, pay taxes, and raise their families in the United States of America. A lot of their families include U.S. citizens just like me. But listen, no matter what your family tree looks like, a fair immigration system is better for all of America.
Okay, so if you're keeping track at home, that second voice there was a Democrat, Luis Gutierrez, a representative from Illinois. And the first one was Daryl Glenn, U.S. Senate candidate in Colorado, Republican. It's pretty obvious there, listening, when they use terms, Derek, like undocumented immigrants, which Democrats like to use as opposed to illegal immigrants, and then
right.
Republicans using the term radical Islamic terrorism.
In particular, this term radical Islamic terrorism has become essentially a Republican marker. You don't have to look at anything, the R or the D after the name, to know that obviously somebody saying this is a Republican. And it goes to this idea that since 1990, you have had both parties build their own lexicons and then teach upcoming politicians to use those same words over and over again. So you don't see Democrats at the DNC saying illegal aliens, and you don't see Republicans using these terms that Democrats use about you know, tax cuts or tax hikes and tax increases.
They don't say taxes even. They say revenue.
Say
we're going to raise revenue.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I don't think that it's good that Republicans and Democrats are essentially building these entirely separate worlds to talk about issues that affect the entire country.
Well, and the other one that comes up a lot, people comment about it, is that Republicans won't even say Democratic Party many times. Now they say the Democrat Party.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I haven't even picked up on that. I mean, there's all sorts of subtleties to this that, you know, different people will probably pick up on depending on how much news they watch. But it is not subtle. I mean, it is explicitly all about preaching to the choir. And it speaks to the fact that you now have a country that is so divided that elections like this year in 2012 and 2008 become less about trying to get that mythic swing voter and more about turnout, trying to make sure that you get everybody who agrees with you to show up at the polls in November. member. And so as a result, you are speaking explicitly in terms to that audience, not trying to persuade people. And this is not a good thing. It speaks to the fact that we are polarized not only by ideology, but also by language.
And when a voter hears from a politician of their party, they can say, you're speaking my language. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.